ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
You know, every time you race, you just hope you're racing people that are in the same boat as you and they've worked as hard as they can to get to that position in a fair manner. And so I hope it's like that in Paris as well.
That's Ariane Titmus treading carefully as a doping scandal rocks Olympic swimming again. If you've missed it, there's been revelations that 23 Chinese swimmers tested positive to a banned drug 7 months before the Tokyo Olympics. Why were they allowed to compete at those games? What questions does it raise for the World Anti-Doping Agency and their governance? How are Australian athletes, past and present, reacting? And what might it mean for Paris? I'm Patrick Stack. This is ABC Sport Daily. Tom Deason is a sports writer for the Sydney Morning Herald. Tom, let's start with revelations that nearly 24 Chinese swimmers tested positive to banned substance trimetazidian, or TMZ as some are calling it, in the lead into the Tokyo Olympic Games. Why were they allowed to compete and in some cases win medals?
Yeah, Chinese swimmers have tested positive for that banned substance, but were cleared by WADA and CHINADA, which is effectively China's anti-doping agency, to compete at the Tokyo Olympics. Now, WADA looked into this very closely in the months leading up to the Tokyo Olympics and basically took the word of Chinese officials that it was a contamination in a kitchen at a training camp that they were at earlier that year. WADA was able to prove, and China argued and proven by scientists, that it was only small amounts of the drug. And it was also complicated by the fact that WADA officials weren't able to go to China given we were in the throes of COVID. So despite all this, athletes weren't provisionally banned, which is a whole nother issue, but were able to compete at the Tokyo Olympics, where some of those swimmers won gold medals in races with Australians.
I'd end up with two gold, two silver, wouldn't have the full set anymore, but, you know, an upgrade's not always a good thing.
For this to emerge 3 years later, and given the processes of any doping agencies, you know, at the top, it's certainly raised some questions.
What I've read about TMZ is that it's a prescription-only heart medication that comes in pill form. So how are Chinese officials suggesting that their swimmers and athletes were contaminated?
No, that's a great question. The kitchen that is being spoken of, where they allege that this was the area and where it was contaminated. Dennis Cottrell, the former Australian coach who is within the Chinese system, spoke with the Herald in an interview over the weekend, saying that the conditions in that kitchen were atrocious, according to a coach who was there. But again, as you say, I don't know how that marries up with a drug which is only available in pill form. Dennis Cottrell, who gave some really great insights, is adamant that contamination of food is a serious issue in China, not just for swimmers, but generally anyone who is being tested for performance-enhancing substances. He alleges that swimmers at the age of 14 aren't allowed to eat out, you know, in fear of basically getting something in their food, which is on the banned substance list. I'm no expert in that field, but I don't know how that gets into a kitchen from a pill form into someone's food and then test positive. But it's a great question and one that will, you know, definitely have some more scrutiny over the coming weeks.
Also, you'd think in for a bit of scrutiny is WADA. Their governance of this just seems odd. I mean, generally, if you're found to have a banned substance in your system, you're looking at a lengthy process to prove your innocence and clear your name. Think court of arbitration in sport. Peter Bowles' recent case comes to mind and the various hoops he was forced to jump through to clear his name. So why was WADA happy to take China at their word in this instance, do you think?
Yeah, that's a great question. WADA also received legal advice. If they appealed it, they probably wouldn't win. So they were obviously relying on legal advice. They got their own independent scientific advice as well, which effectively said there were low levels of the drug. And secondly, that if the same levels were being used at the Olympic Games of those substances, it wouldn't have a massive effect on performance. So again, but that doesn't absolve them of the issue of not declaring that at the time in the act of transparency. On a local level, Shayna Jack, when she tested positive for a banned substance and was later proven that it was a contamination, had to spend a matter of time out of the sport before she could clear her name.
Shayna Jack, Molly O'Callaghan. Callaghan's coming at her now. Molly O, can she go? She will. She'll be going to the World Championships, as will Shayna Jack.
A Russian figure skater as well had an identical situation where it was very much the same thing, and WADA appealed that to the Court of Arbitration. So Yeah, there are definitely questions being raised about the process, and I think that's what is frustrating swimming officials and athletes more than anything at the moment.
Athletes are frustrated with doping in sport. They're frustrated with the system letting them down.
We'll get into those athletes and officials in Australia and their reactions in a moment, but I think lots of sports fans would be reading stories by yourself and others and sort of viewing them through the lens of Chinese swimming, kind of clearing Chinese swimming and WADA going along with that. As you say, you've spoken with legendary Aussie swim coach Dennis Cottrell, who's working in that program. It's interesting to get his lens, an Australian lens, into that sort of setup. What does he say about the Chinese swimming program?
Yeah, so Dennis Cottrell says he's had an on-and-off relationship with Chinese swimming since 2009. We know that he famously coached Sun Yang, who, you know, has had his issues over the past with anti-doping. Look, Dennis is adamant, and he's spoken very passionately about drugs in sport, and he has a clear conscience. In our interview, which was for about half an hour, he spoke of, you know, he completely refuted any suggestion of systemic drug use over there, spoke about the lengths that athletes go to try and avoid performance-enhancing substances and also contamination, which he says is a big issue there. So he is adamant that he will continue to coach with them. He understands there is a perception of Chinese swimming, given that there were a number of doping cases in the 90s as well, which tarnished their reputation.
FINA says it's doing just that. The four Chinese swimmers have been suspended. A penalty will be decided after 21 days when the backup samples are tested.
He's adamant, you know, that the Chinese Swimming Association is making big headwaves and trying to change that perception. But he does make two points, that he feels very sorry for the athletes, but also the fact he did admit that the process may have been flawed and he didn't completely agree with how it had been handled. I'm sure that he can understand that maybe there are some accusations of double standards where this wasn't made public and those athletes weren't provisionally suspended, where we don't have a situation where some of those gold medals might have an asterisk next to their name, considering those athletes tested positive months earlier to a banned substance.
You've been covering the Australian Swimming Championships in the lead-in to the Paris Games. How are Australian swimmers, both past and present, reacting to this news?
Yeah, it was a bit of a crazy day on Saturday up there on the Gold Coast. Julian Linden from the Daily Telegraph broke the story. The New York Times and a German broadcaster have been working on this as well for some years, and they published soon after these revelations. We spoke to head coach Rowan Taylor, who didn't know a whole lot at the time. There'd been some suggestion from America that their swimmers had been told that they may be receiving gold medals in a relay because of these doping issue that has come to light, which it doesn't seem to be that case at the moment. So throughout Saturday, the swimmers were very focused on the swimming. But as it became apparent that this was quite a big story, I think privately most of the swimmers are upset at how this has been handled. And I guess the question for them is, when they look across the blocks at the upcoming Paris Olympics, do they know 100% that the athletes they're competing against are clean? Michael Phelps in 2016 after Rio was asked this question and he said, "I had no confidence that everyone in my races was clean."
Throughout my career, I've thought that some athletes were cheating. And in some cases, those suspicions were confirmed. Given all the testing I and so many others have been through, I have a hard time understanding this.
I guess in light of this, when you have athletes like Qin Haiyang, the breaststroker from China, who tested positive to this banned substance before Tokyo, he now holds the world record in the 200 breaststroke. Now, I'm not saying or alleging that he has taken performance-enhancing drugs since Tokyo, but a guy like Zach Stubbledy-Cook races him all the time.
It's the Chinese star, Qin Haiyang, in front, and I don't think Stubbledy-Cook will get there now. This is going to be interesting. Here, will it be a world record? Surely it will. Oh. Qin Haiyang, he's going to smash the world record.
Qin Haiyang was able to compete at the Tokyo Olympics against Zach Stubbledy-Cook, and the Aussie won gold. So there's just a lot of questions floating around, uncertainty, and athletes want to have absolute, complete faith in the system, and they don't at the moment.
In some ways, this sort of conversation, it feels like we've had it before, and almost the proxy conversation for this in previous years has been Mac Horton and Sun Yang. I understand that you've been in contact with Mac this morning. Where does he stand on this particular revelation?
Yeah, Mac has been a passionate advocate for clean sport.
Australians demand clean sport, and we won't let our own athletes get away with it. And because we won't let our own athletes get away with it, we can question and demand more from the rest of the world.
He described it as infuriating for not only swimming community, but the entire sporting community, and basically has said the system has failed athletes, that he feels for those who, you know, miss the opportunity to compete on the world stage. And not just that, but the moments of winning medals, potentially two athletes who had tested positive before the games. Now, I know these athletes were allowed to compete. WADA believes that there was low levels of the drug, but the fact these athletes weren't provisionally suspended is what stinks here, and what many athletes and Mac Horton are suggesting is wrong here. Yeah, like someone like a Shayna Jack missed the chance to compete at an Olympics because she was provisionally suspended. So, look, I don't think this story is going away. We're yet to hear from the International Olympic Committee on this, the WADA and USADA are in a bit of a war of words at the moment, given the American anti-doping agency have been really strong on this and tried to shine a light on this prior to these reports coming out. But it does set a really interesting scene heading into the Paris Olympics. And funnily enough, China's swimming trials are on at the moment. So they are going as about their business. And these swimmers who 3 years ago tested positive to a banned substance, you know, albeit contaminated according to WADA and Chinada, will be on the blocks in Paris in, you know, a few months' time.
Amazing. Do you think that this will be the definitive story of the Paris Olympic Games?
I believe if athletes speak out on it, it will become a recurring story. I just think that they don't have faith that everyone in the sport is clean. You can argue that processes have taken place, but I just think that there's just a cloud hanging over it at the moment, and it's not just swimming either. Like, it's the entire system as well. But look, it's going to be a big story for sure. I suspect that there is maybe more to come on this. We'll have to wait and see, but it's certainly a huge talking point. And it is a story that has so many different layers, you know, from an athlete to officials to coaches to anti-doping agencies as well, and broadly fans who want to watch the Olympics, which is a very pure event, well over 100 years, knowing that it is a fair race.
Tom Decent, thanks so much for breaking it all down for us.
No worries. Thanks, Pat.
Headlines. The Olyroos will not be heading to the Olympics after being eliminated from the Under-23 Asian Cup, which doubles as qualifiers for Paris. The Aussies drew nil-all with Qatar in their final group game, which ensured they didn't move to the next stage. The Olyroos went goalless across 270 minutes of play. Daniel Ricciardo has been stitched up at the Chinese Grand Prix, sitting ninth, 26 laps in. He was rear-ended by Lance Stroll, ending the AlphaTauri driver's race.
You're saying my mistake? Okay, I had started to calm down, but now that pisses me off because I watched his onboard. He's not even looking at me. We start to brake and his head starts looking at the corner, and then he starts to accelerate or come off the brake, and then he's right underneath me. So that pisses me off.
Max Verstappen took another victory. He just rolls on. There are certain things that scream Margaret River, Chardonnay, white sandy beaches, microbreweries that serve middling pizza. Jack Robinson winning the Margies Pro in pumping 8-foot swell. The 26-year-old knocked over John Florence in the men's final to claim his second win at the event in the last 3 years. And when you consider last year he had a knee injury, it's pretty good going.
The whole crowd on the block is into the countdown, and it is official for the second time. Jack Robinson is the champion of the Western Australia Margaret River Pro. Already was a hometown hero, and now even more.
Hawaiian Gabrielle O'Brien claimed the women's title while sharing the lineup with a pot of dolphins. Perez Jepchichir has broken the world record for the women's marathon in London. She ran 2 hours, 16 minutes and 16 seconds. And in the NRL, Caelan Ponga is unlikely to play Origin with news he has a Lisfranc foot injury, which will sideline the Knights player for 12 weeks. It's an enormous blow to Newcastle, who are 15th on the ladder. I'm Patrick Stack. This is ABC Sport Daily, produced by Poppy Penny. Thanks to Canal Plus, the WSL, Channel 7, Channel 9, and Prime Video for the extra audio used in this episode.
Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.